Orli Yud Chesivan, Sunday night for Halacha. Okay, dessert. Everybody knows you make a bracha on dessert, even if you washed. For some reason, I've met people that are under the impression it has to do with that you didn't plan on eating dessert, and it's not part. And they have some idea that it has to do with that. It has nothing to do with that, of course. Even if dessert is always served, the pshat in dessert and that you're making a bracha even though you washed is that the hamotzi covers things that are lipus hapas, things that are normally eaten together with bread, or courses that are served in the meal that come lahasbia, that are there to fill you up, and they're part of the meal even if they're not lipus hapas. The kugel, maybe not necessarily lipus hapas, but it's a course, and it's there lahasbia, to satisfy your hunger, so it's part of the meal, so it's botel to the bread, so to speak. Dessert is something, usually, we talk about dessert, it's not the magic word. The magic word is it's served at the end of the meal, and it doesn't come lahasbia, it comes to give you a sweet taste in your mouth, so that you shouldn't walk away from the meal with a bad taste in your mouth. And it's usually not lahasbia, and it's not lipus hapas, so you're making a bracha on it. So let's see, if you have something like ice cream or sherbet or ices, so that certainly make a bracha shakol, because as I said, it doesn't fit into the categories of something that come during a meal that you shouldn't make a bracha on. Now let's say fruit is the same way. There's nothing magic about fruit or eitz. The point is, again, it's not lipus hapas and it's not lahasbia. Now, there's a controversy, and I'm not sure that this shallow. One of the famous fakers is cooked fruit. Cooked fruit, you have, well, maybe it is lahasbia, maybe it's not lahasbia, maybe that would be a course in the meal. Cooked fruit, Mishnah Berurah says you do make a bracha on it. Some say the Mishnah Berurah is chayzer, and it's one of these things that are not 100% clear. So the bottom line is you don't make a bracha, or some are machmir to eat a raw fruit first and to make her eitz, and not just to eat. What did I say? The bottom line is you do make a bracha on the cooked fruit. Is that what I said? Yeah. The bottom line. Oh, I'm sorry. Bottom line is you make a bracha on the cooked fruit if it's served as a dessert. It is seen as dessert, not as something that comes lahasbia. Some are machmir and eat a piece of raw fruit and make a bracha over that. Another shaila is coffee or tea, which is quite common, and some say that it's part of the meal. You're drinking, like, you know, you eat and you drink because you're thirsty, so you don't make a bracha if that's how you're drinking it. Others say that it's you're not going to walk away necessarily with a sweet taste in your mouth, but others say it's to sort of help you digest the meal. And in that context, it's not seen as part of the meal in terms of lahasbia, as part of it's not a course of the meal, like after, you know, to come to aid in digestion. And in that if you look at it that way, then you do make a bracha. If you look at it as a thirst quencher, you don't make a bracha. If you look at it as an aid in digestion, I forgot where I'm up to. Whatever, you get the idea. If it's coming to quench your thirst, you don't make a bracha, and if it's coming to aid in digestion, you do make a bracha. It's a suffix when people serve this at the end of the meal, and therefore here it taka says even more so than the cooked fruit, you should make a shahakol on something else that's definitely dessert. Before you drink these things at the end of the meal. Cake, we're going to cover.